I mean, obviously it's going to be a little different, but I mean, I had a great time playing in Houston. You know, we had a lot of success over there. So, I mean, pretty much know at least majority of the guys on the team still. So I'm excited to, you know, hang out with them, you know, catch up with them and everything. But obviously we're there to, you know, play some games and win some games. So at some point you just got to move on and, you know, get to the games and get after it.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
Kyle Tucker talking about going back to Houston. He's got some feelings about it. Damn, it feels good to be a gangster. Look, I mentioned before that you can win tickets to go see Adam Sandler and the Windy City Smokeout. You should keep this phone number in mind, 312-540-0670. And for the Sandler tickets, when you hear this,
come back to Jamaica at Picklin Parrot. There's jerk chicken and other choice Caribbean fare. Hey, man, see you there.
Take me, God. I am ready to meet you.
We're going to want you to be caller 6 if you want to win a pair of tickets to go see him.
Kyle Tucker spent 7 years in Houston. 3-time All-Star, Gold Glove Award winner. I don't know how
I've got some questions about that. I've got some questions about his Gold Glove credentials.
He finished 5th in AL MVP voting in 23. He played in 2 wild card series, 5 ALDSs, 5 ALCSs, and 3 World Series with the Houston Astros over the course of 7 years. And
That's
he was there,
good.
Right? And he was there as he watched George Springer come back and get an ovation. He was there as he watched Garrett Cole come back and get an ovation. So it's understandable on many levels to have some feelings. We just haven't heard a lot of feelings from him this year.
Yeah, we're trying to get to know this guy, and we haven't really been able to. But shout out to Mike Berman of NBC5. He got a few minutes with Kyle, and maybe this will give us some insight into what he likes about being a Cub.
It's been really fun. I mean, the atmosphere playing in Wrigley and in the city is phenomenal, and I had nothing but a blast playing here. Now we got the Ivy finally came in, and so you're getting the full force of Wrigley. I mean, obviously the fans come out, and they're even on the rooftops across the street. So it's pretty cool to see them all come out and support us every single day, and just have that kind of fan base behind us is really special and makes it a lot more fun to, you know, play in front of.
Vibe matters, right? Yeah. The way everyone gets along.
Yeah.
It seems like this team likes each other.
Yeah, I mean, we all, you know, want to see each other succeed. We're all out here, you know, playing the game, trying to win for each other, and, you know, that's huge. No one here is, you know, playing for themselves. Everyone wants to see each other succeed, whether it's, you know, on defense, base running, hitting, like getting guys in and playing good defense behind the pitching staff. I mean, when you're able to do that, it just makes the game a lot more fun and makes, you know, showing up every day a lot more fun.
Is this a place you could see yourself being long term?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a phenomenal, you know, first half of the season here so far playing, and it's been nothing but great. So I mean, I could definitely see myself in that situation. But I mean, obviously, there's some other stuff that, you know, we gotta get through and whatnot. But I mean, I've had nothing but a phenomenal time here.
All right, let's pause there. That's the most he's ever given, easily. In terms of, yeah, I could see myself here. I've had a great time here. And that first answer at the top about noticing the people on the rooftops and he brings up the Ivy coming in. I don't know, man. Operation Wu King Tuck. Operation Wu King Tuck, I think, might be alive and kicking after this. Like, seriously, that is.
Just like take the North.
And never give it back. He's starting to feel it. And they're having a good year. Who knows what could happen? All right, let's hear the rest of it. But by God, it's very nice.
I think when you hear fans, they're hopeful that you have this great experience. Good season personally, yeah. But also it's a great experience, and that helps clinch it that you stay with the Cubs. Is that going to matter? What happens? You know, you say it's been a great first half. Will it matter what happens the rest of the way?
I mean, you definitely feel the love from the fan base and from the team and everything. So, I mean, it definitely plays a part in it. I mean, I don't know where, you know, the future is going to be or whatnot. But, I mean, for right now, I'm here and I'm really enjoying it. And like I said, the fan base has been nothing but great to me. And I've enjoyed my time here. And, you know, it's been a blast.
What's the most funny thing you've heard a fan say in terms of trying to convince you to stay?
Funny thing?
don't know, has anyone offered you?
Well, like free dinners and like stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's just trying to show their love and support.
You hear it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, playing in right field, where you know the fans are right behind you the whole time. So I mean, every inning that I go out there, at least at home, they're showing their support for me and stuff. So I mean, it means a lot just to be in that kind of environment. So it goes a long way.
Is there any communication in season between your reps and the Cubs?
I mean, for the most part, I'm just going to leave that between us and the team, kind of see what happens from there. So just going to keep it at that.
Ultimately, what do you think's most important that you'll kind of rely on to make the decision?
I mean, there's a lot that go into it, not just that stuff. I mean, it's also where, I mean, you're going to be there for however long, and it's wherever you feel comfortable playing and, you know, have to see your family staying in and everything like that. So, I mean, I want to point out one specific thing, but, you know, it's a lot of little factors that kind of play into it. But obviously having a good team and great fan base and a good city is a big part of that.
All right, so nice little finish there in terms of the optimism, but I thought
kind of went back to I'm going to be a free agent.
Yeah, the overall the whole second half was a little more understated, and but there was some there. Good job by Mike. That's a good get.
Yeah, it's a really good job by Mike Berman. It is interesting to see the things that he is taking notice of, like saying, "Oh, you know, I kind of like playing here." Like that's how it came across to me.
Big time.
He's like, I kind of like playing here, but
yeah, but he said it definitely matters. Good team, great fans,
but there will
good
be
vibes.
There will be at least a couple of good teams that will want his service.
But did we mention the Ivy? Have we mentioned the Ivy?
He did.
You know, I think that our masterstroke so far this year, the many times we have convened for hashtag Operation Woo King Tuck, the many times we've convened, my favorite masterstroke.
You guys stopped paying rent on the place where you meet about 6 weeks ago.
That's right here, though. It, we can just kick it back in.
Okay.
There's all sorts
of. I'm just saying.
There's like, open cubicles everywhere.
There are weird chairs.
there it is. But here, this was the masterstroke, and I think we should readdress this one, Lawrence. We show up at Kyle Tucker's house with $500 million as a gesture.
In the Sprinter vans.
In five different Sprinter vans, 100 duffel bags, each
now.
With $1 million in each van.
It's decreased by $100 million. I don't want to overlook that.
Was it 600?
It was 600,
right,
yeah.
Six
and it was
Sprinter
a radio
vans.
Bit. It was a fun bit we were going to do on radio for radio purposes.
We can still do it. We can still do it. So you don't want to go to his house? We can go anywhere. I don't care, but the key...
Yeah, let's not go to his house.
Okay, we can go to the ballpark. The key is having the $600 million, like really doing it and genuinely doing the math on how many duffel bags, how many Sprinter vans we need to do to actually support this endeavor. That's the key. I think we could do it. I think that would go a long way towards wooing King Tuck. Don't you?
No.
Man.
No. I think that he owes it to himself... to go through the process of free agency. He can end up back on the Cubs. I see that as a distinct possibility that he'll be a Cub. I just don't see it as, wait, you mean to tell me that if I just make it to the end of this season without being maimed, I'm going to get a whole lot of money from pretty much any team that I choose? He can do that. And it could end up being the Cubs. Like I'm trying not to go all Hub Arkish on your Cubs dreams here.
One of the all-time wet blankets.
Right.
Maybe the best there ever was.
I agree. But the idea of him signing early, he might be shorting himself in that regard.
Well, look, I've got other ideas. Operation Woo King Tuck, we will convene. We've taken back the cubicle over there in the very empty...
Oh, especially on a Friday.
Oh, man, is it empty.
We're the only ones here.
By the way, Jeremy Pena of the Astros, they've been trying to sign him and they can't. And 2 days ago, he hired Scott Boras as his agent. Is that a good sign for them?
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
What if the reunion in Houston tonight allows the Astros to go, you know who we need? We need Kyle Tucker back.
They're not going to pony up.
Probably not.
Cubs could.
Cubs could. I got so other, could some other places.
I got other ideas. The Sprinter vans and the $600 million still feels like the best idea on the table.
It is by far the best plan. Now you just got to get that $600 million out of Tom's couch, and that's going to be a problem.
It's a big couch.